Afrimat's diversification strategy is yielding results. The buildings, materials and industrial minerals group has reported a 19% jump in interim revenue and a 56.9% surge in operating profit. This allowed the group to almost double its dividend to 36 cents. And joining me on the line now with some analysis on the numbers is CEO Andries van Heerden. And thanks so much, Andries, for joining us today. So quite impressive numbers coming through on a headline basis there. Right at the top, run us through the big drivers.
Yeah, Lisa, we had a very, very good first half. Actually across the board, we have our industrial minerals business that grew its operating profit by 50% on the back of a strategy that we embarked on about 4 or 5 years ago. That's really starting to pay off now. Our construction materials business is, you know, construction, as we all know, is a little tight at the moment. So it grew by 6% year on year, which is not too bad. Mm-hmm. And then our iron ore business really came through in a big way. It contributed around 40% of the group's profits for the period.
Talk us through the risk, Andries, that brings onto your balance sheet, because a lot of that performance is, on the back of iron ore prices, and any shift in that regard could well expose you to quite a bit of risk down the line.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. We had a good growth in volume. We did see good pricing, but towards the end of the reporting period, we saw a decline in prices. And given the way our marketing arrangement is structured, we have made quite heavy provisions. We actually made a provision of 137 million rand for the open contracts for reconciliations that needs to be done. I wouldn't agree that it adds so much risk to the business. It is a highly profitable market segment with much better margins than, for instance, construction materials or even industrial minerals for that matter. Yes, and we did have good pricing in this period, but we see a lot of upside potential, especially on volumes going up and going into the second half of the year.
So, Andries, bottom line, would you say that, your diversification strategy has paid off to the extent that it hedges the business quite nicely against any volatile business conditions?
Most certainly it does. We've had a very, very good run in terms of cash flow for this first half. So the business is virtually debt-free. So, we're very well hedged.
With the business virtually debt-free, in fact, your debt-to-equity ratio moving from 35.7% to 9.4% in the current period, talk us through some of the growth opportunities you're chasing right now and just how rife those opportunities really are.
Yeah. We haven't seen opportunities like we see right now. We are very, very excited, and we are very close to actually moving on with certain acquisition opportunities and making certain announcements. And those opportunities are in the industrial minerals business space as well as in the commodity space.
In those sectors, geographically speaking, are you looking at existing markets or expanding your footprint even further?
Operationally, it's all in South Africa, but the markets that we'll be serving is outside of South Africa, so it's export markets.
Okay, that happening on the one hand, while you work at various cost reduction and efficiency improvement initiatives on the other hand, how much have you managed to extract there, Andries, and is there more to come?
Yeah, well, if you look at our construction materials business, that's where we really saw the big benefit. Where we managed to, in volumes that have declined to, say, 2014 levels, the business is now profitable at those levels. So we've managed to size the business for the market and get the margins back again.
Let's leave it there. Andries, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Afrimat, Andries van Heerden.